Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them, both of them as a whole, they were accepted by the people. Moses, peace be upon him, initially, there was a little rejection. But later on, before he died, his people as a whole accepted him as the prophet of Almighty God. Similar thing happened with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The people of Makkah, most of them initially rejected him. There were few followers. Later on, almost all, the majority of his people, they accepted Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as a messenger of Almighty God. In the case of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he hardly had very few disciples. Most of his people, they rejected him. It's mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 1, verse number 11. He approached his own, and his own did not accept him. It's mentioned in the Bible that all forsook him and fled, even the apostles. So Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was not accepted by most of his people. That is the reason Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is like Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. And Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, is unlike Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. 10th point. Prophet Moses and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them, both of them brought new laws. But Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, he did not bring any new law. It's mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 5, verse number 17 to 20. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, "Think not that I have come to destroy the law of the prophets. I have come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Unless the heaven and the earth pass away, not one jot or tittle shall pass away from the law until all be fulfilled. And whosoever shall break one of the least commandments shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall keep the commandments and teach men to do so shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, in no way shall you enter the kingdom of heaven." So Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, only came to reconfirm, fulfill the law that came before. But according to Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verse number 17 to 20, he did not bring any new law. That is the reason Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is like Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. And Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, is unlike Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. 11th point, Prophet Moses and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them. Both of them, when the revelation was given to them by Almighty God, during their lifetime itself, the revelations were written down and they were complete. That is not the case with Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, when he got the revelation, during his lifetime itself, it was written down. Same with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. When the Quran was revealed over a period of 22 and a half years, during his life itself, it was written and compiled. As far as Jesus, peace be upon him, is concerned, when the revelation was given to him, the Injil, it was written several years after he went from this earth. Scholars say more than 50 years, more than 60 years, more than 70 years after he left, the teachings were written down. That's the reason Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is like Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, and Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, is unlike Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. Prophet Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon them, both of them, besides bringing spiritual laws, they also brought social laws. Both of them, besides being spiritual leaders, they brought social laws. Laws how it should be led in society. As far as Jesus is concerned, peace be upon him, he only brought spiritual laws, reconfirmed what came earlier, but did not give any social law. That is the reason Muhammad, peace be upon him, is like Moses, peace be upon him, and Jesus, peace be upon him, is unlike Moses, peace be upon him.